Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today is a current events story, meaning something which happened very recently in Gaza, where the war is going on at full force. And of course, the main idea that I want to communicate to you is really beyond the story, but it's the idea that all of us are really in this story. All of us are really called up to serve in the Jewish army, in the Tzivos Hashem, the army of Hashem. In modern terms, it's called the IDF. But all of us are in branches of Tzivos Hashem, the army of Hashem, meaning Jewish people who are dedicating themselves to fighting the wars of Hashem. Now, there are wars of Hashem that we're fighting in Gaza. Some of us are there. Others of us are fighting through adding light in Torah and mitzvahs, by teaching Torah, by telling a Jewish story, by putting up a mezuzah for someone or ourselves, putting on tefillin or helping somebody else put on tefillin, davening, praying for the welfare of every Jewish person, protection of every Jewish person, for the souls of those people who have been ruthlessly murdered, lo aleinu, God forbid, unfortunately, for those thousands and thousands of people who have been seriously injured, or even a little bit injured, but especially if they've been seriously injured, how much we have to daven for them and pray for them. But all of us are in this battle. All of us are in this war. And this story is about a particular soldier in the IDF who had the good news that his wife had given birth to a little boy during the war. Now, it was not actually possible for him to leave the battles in order to be at the bris of his son 8 days later. However, the commanding officer did say to him, listen, if you feel that a furlough, a break from the battle, will allow you to fight better when you come back from that break, then you can take the break now and during the break go to the bris of your son. So the soldier answered, well, let me think about it. And he thought, and he asked himself, if I go for a furlough, a break from the battle, will I be able to fight better when I come back? He thought. And in the end, he decided, no, I will not necessarily be able to fight better when I come back. Therefore, I'm not going to leave. Now, of course, he would have loved to leave in order to be at the bris of his son, but he knew that his mission at that time was not primarily being at the bris of his son. His mission was fighting the enemy, those people who are trying to, unfortunately, kill every single Jew. And he did not feel that taking a furlough, taking a break for a few days at this point would allow him to fight better. For whatever reason, he didn't think so. And that was his one and only calculation. He did not calculate at all, is it good to miss the bris? Do I wish I could be at the bris? It was not part of the calculation. He was busy with another mitzvah, which takes precedence, which is fighting the wars of Hashem, fighting for the Jewish people's survival and for their safety. And this is actually a fulfillment of the halacha in the mitzvahs of fighting the wars of Hashem. And that is that when a person, as the Rambam puts it, when a person is involved in fighting as a soldier for the Jewish people, he must put aside everything. He must not think about anything that distracts him from the battle. He has to be totally dedicated to fighting that battle for Hashem, and then he will be protected. Now, this soldier was asked by some of his friends, what do you think your son's going to say when he grows up and he finds out that you were not at his bris? Won't you be a little embarrassed that you didn't come to the bris of your own son? And the soldier answered, no, I will not be embarrassed. Exactly the opposite. I think that my son will understand much better the idea of Yiras Hashem, of fearing, of respecting of Hashem, when he hears that I wasn't at the bris because I was in the middle of battling a war for Hashem to protect Jewish people, and to bring security to the Jewish people. Now, this story was about an ordinary soldier, like many other soldiers in the Jewish army. But we see that the Jewish army is a very, very special army. It's an army with a special purpose. And really, all of us are in that army. It's really called the Tzibbos Hashem, the army of Hashem, which began when we left Egypt, and Hashem referred to the Jewish people as Tzibbos Hashem. The army of Hashem, the people who would receive the Torah and then proceed to Eretz Yisrael, make Eretz Yisrael a holy place, and from Eretz Yisrael will go out Torah teachings to the entire world, help to transform the entire world into a garden of Hashem, a Dira Lo Yisbarach, a dwelling place for Hashem here in this lower realm. Baruch Hashem, we have made a lot of progress since then, and hopefully this is the last push. Hopefully this is the last war in which we will accomplish the final victory to rid the world of such enemies or transform them into friends and to bring Mashiach and redemption. Now, what are you doing to help with this effort? You're listening to a Jewish story, and I'm sure that you are learning extra Torah for the war effort, doing extra mitzvahs. And I'm sure that if I knew what you were doing, I would be inspired to do much more myself. This way, may we inspire each other, constantly going higher and learning Torah and mitzvahs and Abbas Israel and loving our fellow Jew and helping our fellow Jew also to advance in Torah and mitzvahs. And this way, bring Mashiach as quickly as possible. May it happen immediately. Thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More.